All right, a big thanks to Josh Sneed for joining us. Always funny when he comes on, but we do need to go down in the bus leagues. You were down in the bus leagues.
I was down in the bus
leagues. Actually, I optioned you down to Round Rock.
Yeah.
To go make a spot start with Scherzer. So Round Rock Express, we're going to go down to each one, guys. We'll talk about each one. We'll start in Round Rock. We'll go down. Round Rock's the AAA affiliate. They're 11-13 overall, 5 games back, and they are 4-6 in their last 10. Got to talk about Scherzer. You saw down there. What was the atmosphere? Pretty good.
It was good. It was a Wednesday night, so you know it was definitely a bigger crowd than they normally have on a Wednesday. They only had 24 hours notice. You know, so I think that kind of, I don't know if they could have done a better job promoting, but I'm sure people had a lot of plans already in place. But it was good, and I had a chance to talk to Jack Leiter. Who then comes out last night and in his first start since his major league debut, six scoreless innings,
8 strikeouts.
I mean, he's it's just, I can't stress enough how different his mindset is. And he just seems so much more relaxed. And, we know who his dad is and pitched in the major leagues, has been on television,
right?
Probably has taught his son the right things to say. And Jack's still saying the right things. It just feels, it's just different. And he just seems so much more confident. So that's great. And he was really good. And look, he's going to be in the major leagues again at some point this year, even with all the stuff we talked about happening in the rotation and down the line with the Rangers, but it's going to happen. It's just good. And you look at that team offensively, and really, you look at the whole team. They've had a lot of roster turnover, in part because a lot of the guys are in the major leagues. They've had some injuries. Mark Church is in Arizona with a shoulder deal. Antoine Kelly is injured, but he's on his way back. He's throwing bullpen sessions. They have Jansen Woody, the former TCU great, who's just filling a spot. We'll be honest, but Jansen's a good dude.
Yeah.
But Elia Hernandez is still there. Sandro Fabian, who's doing real well. Sam Huff, who scored the winning run last night on a double to left field by Fabian. And, you know, Sam Huff can get around for a big guy. So that's good. You know, the guys who are there, who the Rangers could eventually rely upon, Huff, Hernandez, Fabian, all in major league camp. Jonathan Ornelas is still there.
Right.
You know, Andrew Knapp, the veteran catcher, caught Scherzer the other night. Blaine Crim had his first hit at Dell Diamond. He joked about that. Dustin Harris hit a home run. Guys who we know, guys who are on the 40, guys who aren't, but who are in big league camp, who are close, keep an eye on them because you never know what can happen in the course of a season. And the good news is that they're kind of like the Rangers. they're kind of just
middling around, mediocrity,
surviving right now.
They're surviving. That's their depth right there. Last year, I think I tell you right now, you and I both agreed when everyone is healthy and that roster is full of everyone that should probably be there instead of big league camp or being in the big leagues right now. That's probably the most talented roster in the system.
It's probably one of the better AAA teams in the Pacific Coast League with Arizona and Oklahoma City. So
yeah.
But roster turnover is part of the deal, and
it's part of being AAA, man. It's a bus ride up and back, or a small plane. Let's go to Frisco, AA affiliate. They're 10-8. They're 2 games back, and they are 4-6 in their last 10. Our buddy Freeman,
Cody Freeman,
hit a couple home runs.
Big night last night. 5 hits. 2 of them were home runs. You know, he. You really kind of got to admire what he's done. He was an infielder, drafted as an infielder, really has dived into catching. He's still playing in the infield. He's a very versatile guy. He's got a little pop. I mean, he's
friend of the show,
but he's a muscular kid in a kind of a smaller package, but we like him. And of course, we really like Dane Acker, again, a friend of the show. He's pitching tonight. He's been fantastic.
Yeah,
he's been really, really good.
Four and a third.
His ERA is under 1. I really think he's going to pitch in the majors this year.
Yeah, you keep harping on that, and you are being proven right. I'm telling you what, he is just good.
He's a heck of a player. So looking forward to seeing his progress this season.
Little Cody Freeman trivia is when Cody Freeman was on the show, something huge happened.
That's right. That's right. Right at the end, the Rangers sent out a message that Bruce Bochy had been hired as their manager.
So Cody Freeman was there when we got the chance to tell him, by the way, your new major league manager will be Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. So
And his older brother is with the Guardians right now. And so pretty talented family.
Yeah.
Good kid.
Hickory, the Hickory Crawdads, they're the high A affiliate. They're 7-10 overall, 3.5 games back in their division. They are 5-5 in their last 10. How about Winston Santos?
Yeah, that's
he won Sally Week Player of the Week, right?
Or pitcher of the week. He struck out 12 and allowed one hit in his last start. Only three balls were put into play. He wasn't great last year with them in his first day. He's worked on some things with his fastball that are really making it play up. And kudos to him. He's going to be in Frisco before you know it if he keeps going like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Mitch Bratt had a nice little start the other day. Brock Porter, he's walking too many guys. I'm sure that's kind of something that the Rangers have been dialed in on. And then, it's Cam Colley still on the injured list. Sebastian Walcott, struggling a little bit, hitting 182. He's 18. Probably the youngest guy in that league. I haven't seen the numbers yet.
Yeah, he is. And I looked that up.
So he'll come around. They started out not real good. They're still not an offensive juggernaut, but they've gotten a little bit better. Their record now is a vast improvement. So,
Carley was probably the catalyst on that offense. He's had a great spring, and he's injured. But that's a guy, if you're on base for some of these guys, it changes the complexion of a pitcher, what he's having to do,
hold people, all that
can change things too. And he's injured right now. So
still
your job's to go hit.
Yeah. But they'll be fine.
Oh, he's 18. I mean, he just turned 18 too.
Yeah.
Sebastian Walcott, I have no issues with. Down East Wood Ducks, they are the low A team and the first full season affiliated team coming out of either Arizona Complex or the Dominican. They're 9-8 overall, 4.5 games back in their division, 5-5 in their last 10. Who do you talk about down there? There's some youngsters there.
They are young, and it's kind of a lot of the same as last week we were talking about. You know the names. You're just kind of waiting for them. JoJo Blackman has returned and made his debut and at the top of the lineup. And I know he's been he didn't have a great year last year. There's just no other way to say it. He's fast. He's talented. If he can get it straightened out, he's got a chance to move up. He's in a repeat there. Glider
Figueroa
again. For whatever reason, I can't pronounce his name. But he's a guy to watch. Like I mentioned last week, Tommy Specht, another top 10 draft pick who can hit a little bit. So
Figueroa hit a home run last night.
Yeah, he's got I think four. So he's doing just fine and a candidate to move up after spending the whole season there last year. And you got guys who just kind of need to get going again. They'll do that. They're even less. They're less than a month into their season. All these affiliates, except for Round Rock. So,
and watch the name Disla. That Arturo Disla. Mm. He's the one that came out of Wayland Baptist. The real big. He looks like a offensive guard. He's like 6'2", 240 pounds. A big boy.
Yeah.
And he's the one that hit a lot of home runs at Wayland Baptist. A kid I knew that I kind of worked with at our church was the catcher for Wayland Baptist.
And
doing that, but. Disla, he's hitting 273. He's playing a lot of first base. He's defense is not why he's there. He is a big boy, and I haven't watched him like in the backfields, I didn't really pay attention to him. I don't know how well he moves over there or what happens or defensively or anything like that. But I've seen some college highlights of home runs, and it looks like he would rather jog than probably sprint.
Well, I understand where you're going with that. And
like
I think we all would.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, with every new draft class, and now that they have the ability to sign undrafted free agents, you see a lot of guys that aren't mentioned in July during the draft. And
right.
And so it's kind of, you know, you have to do a little more homework on guys,
right.
On guys, the last few years, but you know, the Rangers have a deep system. Again, something they can trade from, and Evan Carter and Langford. I think Carter has lost his rookie status technically, so he's lost his prospect status, and same thing, Langford will be there eventually, so the system is going to take a hit, at least in rankings, but
right.
Still a lot of depth there, and I think it's a system that if the Rangers need a reliever at the deadline, if they need a right-handed hitter at the deadline, they can.
That's about all they really.
They go get looking one. At. Yeah. Well, I mean, right now, you know, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, but, sure. Injuries dictate a lot of it.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I have long said I think there is a bat that is going to be available that the Rangers will have to take a deep look at. Nothing against Langford. Nothing against Carter or whoever. You could move Langford to left and Carter to center if Tavares doesn't stay. But I always think there's another DH bat or something they might be looking to get in here.
Sure. Sure.
And that might be where you're looking. I don't know that they'll be looking, you know, depending on what happens with starting pitching, whether they go out and get a starter or something like that, but they've got a lot coming back.
Well, you know, and this may sound crazy, but yeah, it doesn't need to be a superstar. And I'll tell you right now, Robbie Grossman.
I almost said that just then. He's with the White Sox.
He's batting leadoff for the White Sox. His on-base percentage is .350, and everybody knows he can hit left-handers. And
probably would be so cheap
right now. You know,
I mean, takes the some Rangers international could,
the
slot
Rangers
money
have some it. Have some issues with left-handed starting pitching. So
that's it.
I think that it wouldn't take a lot, as you said. The White Sox are
horrible.
Perhaps on the way to the worst season in baseball history.
They've only won 3 games.
They're 3-22 or something like that. It's crazy. They've been shut out. They've been shut out like 8 times this year.
Yeah, that's
just
nuts.
But you know, everybody knows who's going to be available. You can start looking at these lousy teams.
Yeah,
and say, all right,
these lousy teams are going to start bringing kids up. They're going to start trying to get there. It's time to see what you have in your system by getting them to the big leagues. And they're going to start trying to dump some salary and get rid of some players.
I mean, honestly, the reason that the White Sox signed Robbie Grossman was probably to trade him, you know, and probably
that's
part of the motivation behind the Pirates signing a Aroldis Chapman.
They're house flippers. You look exactly what they are.
Look at the Royals, all the guys that they signed. If that doesn't pan out, you know, Will Smith will get a shot at a fourth World Series in 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how these small market teams survive. And frankly, that's how the Rangers kind of got some guys the last few years, before their World Series years. You know, you can go down the roster and look at trades and go, oh yeah, oh, they traded him. Well, that's why they signed him.
All absolutely. Right?
You sign him to flip them. And that's the way baseball goes sometimes.
All right. Listen, hey, this was a long one today. Anything else?
No, but, you know, we're already, that's a long one, but it was great.
And Josh
great talking to Josh, you know, we kind of bullshitted for a little bit there at the start.
And, yeah.
You know, it's good stuff.
Yeah. It's a good one. We'll clip them out, get them out. Yeah. Guys, we appreciate you following us. Hit the YouTube subscribe button down there if you haven't already done it. Tell your friends about it. Join up at rangerstoday.com, $5.99 a month, $35 for 6 months, $60 for a year, or send him an email. He'll give it you a full year for $48, and you'll see what it is. There are things you get on there that you don't get on the newsletter. But if that's the way you want to go, get on the newsletter. Sign up for that either way.
You'll convert. You'll figure out what you're missing.
Yep, you'll figure out by doing that. Guys, we appreciate it so much. Big thanks to Josh Smith for coming on with us.
Josh Sneed.
Josh Sneed. What? Okay,
start over.
Okay, no, I'm not starting over. No, I'm just telling you. This is how we're doing it.
Yeah, we can't disrespect Josh like that.
We're going to redo the whole thing. Not the whole thing, but we'll do that right there. Josh Smith, I can't believe I said that. Big thanks to Josh Sneed for coming on. That was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. We're going to try to get something together with Josh and go see him when he's somewhere, see his new bit he's working on. Yeah. But, guys, thanks a lot for joining us on this one. For Jeff Wilson, I'm John Moore. And until next time, we will see you at the yard.